For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
Rico Bronya, a drive home edition of Rico Bronya. As the New York Mets escape, they hold on for dear life. They beat the freaking Philadelphia Phillies at Citi Field by a final score of 5-4. We had to sweat it out, but I'm going to be honest with you. I was never fully nervous. As much as Pete Hoffman and some other Met fans don't trust Edwin Diaz, even when Edwin Diaz gave up the bomb, the Bryson stop, I took a deep breath. And then Jet told me, I hope he gives up a hit so the game could end on a double play. And I said, no, thank you. Let's just get Trey Turner out, let's get Bryce Harper out, and let's call it a day. And let's not allow the almost collapse, because that's what it was. They actually didn't collapse. Do not allow the almost collapse to cloud another absolutely ridiculous pitching effort by the New York Mets. Really, until the ninth inning, until Max Kranich gave up the couple of base hits in a row and Edwin gave up the bomb, the Bryson Stott, this Met pitching staff by Tyler McGill, to Reed Garrett, to two good innings from Kranich until the end, absolutely shut down Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, and this vaunted Philadelphia Philly offense. The pitching lab is going to start to become one of legends because it continues to defy odds how good the Met pitching has been. Tyler McGill wasn't perfect by any stretch. He threw a million pitches. He had a very economical fifth inning, which really helped him. Or I think it was a fourth inning that was very economical, because over the first three innings of this game, I mean, he was throwing tons of pitches. I think he was at about 62 pitches through three innings, but to his credit, he made the big pitch when he had to. Sorry, I'm adjusting my my beautiful camera because I'm out of red light. Now I'm out of green light. This is the big turn I make on Northern Boulevard, where you don't want to run someone over. It would be very easy to run someone over because there's usually tons of people crossing, but I'm very careful. Now, there is someone in that aqua blue Trey Turner jersey. I could hit the gas and hit them. It actually reminds me of a story. Many years ago, I'll put my dad on blast. We were driving to Shea Stadium at the time, and we were at a red light. And my dad is about to go because the light is turning green. And this kid, and he must have been like 15 years old. Like when I say kid, I don't mean like seven. I mean like 15, 16 years old. He walks in the middle of the road. My dad goes, then he stops. And I would say that my dad gave him a love tap. Like he hit him, But it wasn't horrible. It wasn't vicious. He didn't break a leg. He didn't fall down or anything. But what I'll never forget about that moment is the guy was wearing a Yankee jersey. The kid was wearing a Yankee jersey. And my dad, without missing a beat, just turns to me and says, half of me was a Yankee fan. I mean, I'm glad a police officer didn't hear or the kid's family didn't hear. But, yeah, I was thinking that as I made the turn on Northern Boulevard and could have given a love tap to a Trey Turner jersey. There were Philly fans in the building. And we certainly heard that when the three-run home run was hit by Stott, because there were two gentlemen sitting behind us in the 300s who were just screaming their lungs off, like, yeah, here we go. What I don't understand about that, and I've been in many a visiting ballpark, and maybe it's my negativity as a fan, if I watch someone hit a three-run home run that pulls my team within one, but I only have two outs to play with in the ninth inning, I'm not exactly brimming with confidence. So I probably wouldn't get up and scream because the odds are I'm going to lose the game anyway. I remember back in the Subway World Series, Jay Payton hit a home run against Mariano Rivera, one of the very few people that hit a postseason home run off Mariano Rivera. And Jay Payton goes the other way, hits a home run, we're all excited. And as Payton's rounding the bases, I'm realizing, why am I excited? There's two outs in the ninth inning. And it pulled the Mets within one. And I'm like, great, would I be pumped up if I was down to my final out? Down by a run?
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So in this case, I know they had Turner and Harper coming up, but you're down to your final two outs and you're down by a run. So I get it. You're excited. The game is getting interesting. But I wouldn't exactly be brimming with confidence that my team was going to pull it out. But let me get back to the pitching. This continues to just defy odds how well the Mets are pitching. Because offensively, look, they scored 5 runs today. They get the 2 solo home runs early. Obviously, Francisco Lindor continues to be on just a rampage. They get the home run by Jesse Winker against Aaron Nola. It's funny, Winker did not have great career numbers against Aaron Nola until the playoffs last year. Hits the home run there, hits the home run in this game. But outside of that, the offense didn't do anything. They had a few scoring opportunities. Soto hits the foul home run. But outside of that, like, the Met offense continues to be good enough would be the way I'd phrase it, but not great. Not clicking on all cylinders until they broke the game open, or at least we thought they broke the game open in the ninth inning. This continues to be about pitching that doesn't make any sense. You know, Tyler McGill goes, you're 5 scoreless, 5+ scoreless, 5-2/3 scoreless, if we're being exact. They get big outs out of the bullpen. Really, they get big outs from everybody because the starting pitchers are not dominating. They're putting themselves in tough spots. McGill had some control issues, but he makes the big pitch when he needs to. And I don't think any of us expect this to continue. David Stearns met the media on Monday, and he said as much. Like, you can't expect the team ERA to remain in the low twos. But, man, it is a joy to watch. As someone who loves pitching, who would rather watch my team win 2-1 than 9-8. Obviously, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take my wins however they get them. It is a joy to watch this pitching staff 1-12, 1-13, because everybody, for the most part, has stepped up. So you get Reed Garrett getting the big outs. You get Max Kranich. And give Kranich credit. I know you may think about the ninth inning where he needed to give way to Edwin Diaz, but the seventh inning, the eighth inning that he pitched, he did that in a 2-run game. Remember, Kranich comes into this game after Garrett gets the big outs to end the sixth, and you're looking for a 7th inning with a 2-run lead, an 8th inning with a 2-run lead, and Kranich gets the job done. He has entered the circle of trust, even the end, even the base runners that he allowed in that ninth inning does not eliminate him from the circle of trust. I think Mendy was just trying to push the envelope a little bit and see if he could really save his pen with two more games before the next off day. But at the end of the day, you got to win. You got to find a way to win a baseball game. And to the credit of Mendy and Edwin Diaz, you don't mess around. And I got a text from, I forget who it was. Oh, no, I do know who it was. It was in my Mets text chat. My good buddy Fantasy Phil, who I love. And Fantasy Phil, after Diaz gives up the home run, gives me a huff. He texts, "I'm done with Diaz." And as he's writing that, and the game is not over yet, I go back to what I brought up on the last Rico Bronya, which is, if you don't believe in Edwin Diaz, who do you believe in? If you think he stinks and you don't trust him, look around baseball and give me the list of closers that you would put above him. We are not exactly living in the golden age of dominant closers. Mariano Rivera is not walking through that door. And even though Edwin Diaz hurts his ERA in a game like this, it's in the high fives, he hasn't failed yet. Like, think about it that way. Other than when he came into the Marlins game, the one game the Mets have lost at home, which is unbelievable as we sit here in late April. Other than letting a two-run game become a blowout that day and not being able to get those three outs, even when Diaz bends, and certainly a game like this counts as bending, he does not break, or at least he has not broken so far. So when I hear I'm done with Diaz, I don't trust Diaz, okay, who do you trust? Make me a list of closers that you trust. Now, let me give some credit to my son Jet, who not only made it through nine innings, which I always think is impressive. Thank you, son. I mean, he's always made it through nine innings, but nevertheless, I still appreciate it. When Juan Soto hit the laser beam of a line drive home run that appeared to give the Mets a 3-0 lead, this was innings and innings before the Lindor home run, Jet, who's a very stoic fan, does not make a lot of noise, just kind of watches it happen, gives you a nice polite applause, does not scream and yell, just very matter of fact. As Soto is rounding the bases, he leans into me and says, very calmly and very badass, I must say, son, this was badass. He says, that wasn't a home run. It's just very, very casually, like, that wasn't a home run. Now, we're in the ballpark. We're sitting in the 300s. Like, we have a good view, but like I always say, I mean, I got to see a replay. I don't freaking know. It was very close, don't get me wrong. Like, off the top, I wasn't sure. But very calmly, that's not a home run. Obviously, they're going to have a crew chief review. I don't think there's any question. Anything that's close, you're always going to have the umpire say, hey, let's send it back and take a look. And you see the replay, and Jet was the one guy in the building who knew that was not a home run. And it stinks because it feels like we're getting teased and Soto's getting teased. He took a little bit of a step back today, did not have a big offensive performance outside of the home run that wasn't. A lot of weak ground balls. What was he, 0 for 4, whatever it was officially. But we are still waiting on that first Juan Soto home run at Citi Field. I got it. We are waiting for that first Juan Soto home run. And we got a little bit of a tease, a little bit of a, here is. Oh, wait, it's not. But luckily, it didn't matter because the Mets were able to win anyway. But I give Jed credit. He saw off the bat, or at least as it went up onto that Coca-Cola corner, whatever the hell they're calling it now, that it was a foul ball. But it is good to see that even on a night where Juan Soto takes a mini step back, you've got the captain, who is right now on a heater. We had to wait last year until, what, June for Francisco Lindor to get hot? And here we are as Pete Alonso is, you know, slowly quieting down, which was only natural. As Juan Soto takes a little bit of a step back with an 0-4, here is Francisco Lindor on an absolute rampage. He gets three hits in the Thursday game, hits the walk-off home run in the Friday game. Even on Saturday where he took an 0-4, he's making great defensive plays, has a big day on Sunday, was the Rico star of the series. Now, again, sets the tone with an early home run, which was always great, and then puts the game away, or at least we thought, and they were going to need every ounce of it, with the way the bullpen almost broke in the ninth inning, hits that laser beam of a home run that felt not exactly the same, but similar to the grand slam that he hit against Carlos Estevez in the National League Divisional Series. We are watching Lindor on an absolute roll right now. And it is great to see. And that's what you need from good teams. Everyone isn't going to click at the same time. There are going to be things on your roster that are not going perfectly. I mean, this is still a team that's down a handful of starting pitchers. This is still a team that hasn't seen Juan Soto reach his apex. This is still a team that has not gotten really much production out of DH until Monday night when Jesse Winker went deep. I mean, look at the numbers of Marte and Winker. You're dealing with Vientos, who's now missed 2.5 games in a row. Everything isn't perfect. Alvarez is still on the IL. McNeil is still on the IL. And here they are 9 games above 500 because guys are stepping up. And in this case, over the last 4 games or 5 games on this homestand, it's been Francisco Lindor. So freaking awesome. He's on a roll. This team is on a roll. 5 in a row now on this homestand. And hey, let's go get a split of these last 2 games against the Phillies. You leave the homestand by only losing 1 game. You end it with a 3-game lead. That's the goal for Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. Now, with that said, I'm getting on the bridge. I don't think my son needs to hear any more from me. He was in the show today listening, so he's heard a lot of dad talk, so I'm going to shut up. And the speed limit is something I'm going over, so I'm going to be careful now. But thank you very much for listening, downloading this little impromptu drive home Rico. Of course, when this series ends, it'll end on Wednesday afternoon. We'll have a Rico series recap at some point Wednesday night. Remember, download, rate, subscribe. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening to another victorious edition of Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.